This is Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGZ. Now, here's your host, Mark Shuttleworth.
It is Rock Talk. My name is Mark Shuttleworth, and joining me on the phone this morning, we have Chris Keys from Cancer Support Community, the chair, the associate board. Hello, Chris. How are you?
I'm good, Mark. How are you?
Good. Nice to have you on the program with us. And also welcome to Sean Brooks, associate board member. Hello, Sean.
Hey, Mark.
We appreciate your time this morning, kind of talking about Cancer Support Community Rochester, and we have a special event to tell folks about as well, which we'll get to in just a few minutes. But first, Chris, tell us what Cancer Support Community Rochester, this is kind of a new name for this organization that does so much good in our community, offers so many programs for folks with cancer. Tell us about it. Give us the overview. Give us the history. Just tell us all about it.
Yeah, so as you mentioned, it's a new name for us. We were formerly called Gilda's Club, named after comedian Gilda Radner. The work that Cancer Support Community has done or is doing hasn't changed. So we're still supporting all of those that are affected by cancer in many different ways. And Cancer Support Community offers free programming for anyone that's been affected by cancer. And a lot of the programming that Cancer Support Community does is basically a social and emotional support. So we're doing cooking classes. We're doing support groups. We're taking trips. We have headquarters right down in downtown on Alexander Street, and that's what we call the clubhouse. So there's a massive kitchen in the clubhouse where we can do some of those cooking classes. We have what we call Noogie Land in downstairs, which is where all the children can go play some games and have some fun down there as well. There's a lot going on at the clubhouse, but then we have a lot of external fundraising events as well, because, again, all these programs are free of charge to all of the members. So we've got to raise some funds to be able to continue to keep those programs free of charge.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll talk specifically about a golf classic you guys have coming up here in just a few minutes. We're talking to Chris Keys, Cancer Support Community Chair, the Associate Board here in Rochester. So there's all different kinds of cancer, and you guys work with folks that they're across the board with all different kinds of cancer, all different ages too, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yep, all different ages. We also even have a veterans group that we just started. So that's a brand new support group that we're really proud of and have gotten that off the ground and going. And there's a lot of different types of cancers, obviously, but then there's a lot of different types of people, and we want to keep those people connected. And so that's where a lot of what Cancer Support Community does is help develop those relationships, so developing relationships, you know, between people that have similar types of cancer, or maybe, again, they were both veterans together and can connect on that level. So if we can create those different levels of connection, it makes their experience with Cancer Support Community even more positive.
Yeah, I imagine if somebody gets diagnosed with cancer, they can feel a little isolated. Maybe they don't know anybody else that they can talk to about cancer. Maybe they don't know anybody else who has that specific type of cancer that they have been diagnosed with, that they're battling. And so you kind of create these mini communities there and give them people who they can, you know, get close to, that they can talk to, that they can share with. And I got to imagine that has to be a huge help psychologically during that struggling time.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that kind of goes back to our motto as an organization is community is stronger than cancer. And so creating that sense of community can really allow for individuals to push through those treatments where maybe if they are feeling alone, they might not be able to push through those all those treatments and the poking and the prodding as a patient that they're dealing with. But yeah, again, that community, that sense of community is huge for us.
Yeah. We're talking to Chris Keyes and Sean Brooks from Cancer Support Community of Rochester. Their website, cscrochester.org, is the website, cscrochester.org. And we're going to talk about a golf classic you guys have coming up in July in just a few minutes. Sean, I want to turn to you real quick. Chris made mention of kitchen area and all these cool places inside the thing you called it, clubhouse. Is that what you called it? Sean?
Yeah.
Chris, yeah. So I know that you guys had a lot of it redone recently. I had a tour of it a number of months ago, and it is gorgeous. Sean, tell us a little bit about, kind of walk us through the facility and what you guys offer in that beautiful building you have downtown.
Yeah, I mean, Chris spoke to it. I mean, it is a good-sized building with the large kitchen upstairs, meeting rooms, support group breakout rooms. Downstairs, like Chris mentioned before, there is the area for the kids to go play. This isn't just for folks with cancer. It's all the people that are indirectly affected. So if a mother has cancer, her husband and her kids have a place to go. And like you said before, it's great to build that sense of community, not only for the folks that are dealing with cancer, but the folks that are dealing with how to help their significant other or their mother or their father, how they can help them cope as well. So it's that sense of community for the folks that are indirectly affected as well. But yeah, going back to the building, it's a great place for just supporting one another and activities, and yeah, it's great.
Yeah, that room you're talking about with the kids, that is it's not just a room where kids can play. It is, you guys have a huge, I don't know how to describe what it is in there. It's a huge structure inside this building, inside this room, that is one of the coolest things I've ever seen for kids. And that's a new addition, newish addition to you guys?
It's a little mini playground, indoor playground.
Yeah. Yeah, and I love what you said about it. It's not just about the person who's battling cancer. It's for their family as well, because the whole family is involved in this thing, and everybody needs people that they can turn to, that they can relate to as they go through this fight. And it's such a great community that you guys have set up down there that makes everybody feel welcome, a cancer support community here in Rochester. CSCRochester.org is the website. And you mentioned that all these programs are free, Chris, right? So there's absolutely no cost to anybody who comes down, walks in the door, and gets plugged into your community.
Yep, absolutely. And that's one of the things that we take pride in as an organization. And again, one of the things that John and I have worked on so tirelessly with is raising those funds so that we can keep those programs free. And so Sean and I are both on the associate board. We have our board of directors as well, who's doing a lot of our fundraising events. And so we offer essentially support to the staff. So we are volunteers throughout the community that come together as our associate board. And we're typically a little bit of a younger generation that maybe doesn't have the huge pockets, so to speak, but we definitely have big hearts and are able to use our time to generate funds and to do a lot of the fundraising for CSC. And again, to keep those programs free of charge is the main key.
I love that. We're talking to Chris Keyes and Sean Brooks of CSC, Cancer Support Community, Rochester. So I want to know how you both got involved on the associate board and why you did. Chris, you first. What drew you to this?
So this was probably about 5 years ago. I had been previously involved and still involved with Camp Good Days and Special Times, and so had unfortunately through that organization learned of all the things that are terrible about cancer and meeting some young children and families that are dealing with it. Someone actually approached me and told me about the, at that time, Gilda's Club, but now Cancer Support Community Rochester at Gilda's Club, and our bachelor auction. And so someone approached me about that. They said, hey, you should help raise money for cancer and be a bachelor in their option, and it's a lot of fun. So 2017, I was a bachelor, and that was my first exposure to Gilda's Club. And ever since then, I've been involved. So once I was a bachelor, I actually helped plan the event the following year and was on the planning committee. And then they asked me to take the next step to be on the associate board. And now I'm the president, we've gone through a couple of cycles of new people on our associate board, and it's been great to be involved with the organization for the last 5 or 6 years.
I love that. Sean, what's your story? How did you become a part of this?
Yeah, similar to Chris. A few years ago, I actually met Chris, and he was giving me some info regarding the bachelor auction. And while I decided not to walk the stage and be so brave as Chris, I decided to volunteer and help in that way. Additionally, when Chris mentioned it to me, he was talking about cancer support community, and it didn't ring a bell. He let me know that, hey, it's formerly known as Gilda's Club, and at that point it resonated with me. My aunt for the longest time volunteered with the organization. Oh. And then also the bigger reason behind it all is my mother was diagnosed with breast cancer probably 4 years ago, and it was a very stressful time, but she is through it and she is healthy and all is well. But that's there great. Are a lot of folks where the battle is much more strenuous, but I do it for both her and all of those other folks that are dealing with such a terrible thing to happen to them. So
yeah, well, great news about your mom defeating that there. So let's talk about. We talked about how all these programs are completely free. To those who use them, folks, I'm guessing can donate online through your website. But let's talk about this golf classic you guys have coming up. Chris, can you give us the details? The second annual Cancer Support Classic is the name, right?
Yes, that's correct. So it's our second year doing it. We kind of have revived this from many years ago, before Sean and I were involved, We started up last year. It's going to be at Greystone, the links at Greystone again this year, on Atlantic Avenue. And it's going to be Wednesday, July 26th. We have a 10 a.m. shotgun. So golfers will go off onto the course with their foursome. It'll be a really fun day on the course. We've got lunch provided. We've got some hors d'oeuvres and prizes afterwards. We've got a big raffle going to be going on throughout the day as well. We've got over 25 items for that raffle. It's going to be a lot of fun.
And there's still sponsorship opportunities available. If you're a business owner, you want to be a part of this, you want to support this second annual Cancer Support Classic on July 26th, you can reach out to our friends at CSC Rochester to find out how to do that. If you're interested in signing up and playing, the individuals, it's $160, foursome $600. Am I right on that, Chris?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay. So folks can they register through the website as well? CSCRochester.org/golf?
Yes, they can. Yes.
Okay.
Basically everything is through that website. So if they want to learn more about sponsorship opportunities, the website has everything. If they want to register their foursome, they can use that website as well. It's kind of a one-stop shop for this event.
I love it. It's CSCRochester.org/golf to find out all that information. That Chris was just talking about. Chris, is there anything we want to let our audience know before we kind of wrap things up here about CSC Rochester that we haven't covered? What do people need to know about you guys?
I think the biggest thing that people need to know is that all of the proceeds from all of these events stay right here in Rochester. Mm-hmm. So we have Cancer Support Community locations all across the country. But it's really important that all of the funds that are raised at the golf tournament, at all of the other events that we do, stay right here in Rochester and directly benefit all of those dealing with cancer here in the Rochester area.
Yeah. Sean, do you have anything to add to what Chris just said?
Yeah, I mean, when you think of cancer, everyone has the same line. Cancer affects everyone, and that is as many times as you say it, it doesn't get old, because it affects every single person, whether it's you or your family member or a friend or an acquaintance. It's a powerful thing, and the work that the great people at Cancer Support Community Rochester, we're talking staff members and volunteers and the associate board and the board, it doesn't go unnoticed, and these events really shed a light on just what great people that we have in this community and how we can affect these people's lives. So, yeah.
Well said, Sean, and well said, Chris, as well. Cancer Support Community Rochester, here in Rochester, of course, cscrochester.org/golf is all the information you could possibly need about the second annual Cancer Support Classic going on Wednesday, July 26th at the Links at Greystone, cscrochester.org/golf. And the website, of course, is cscrochester.org without the golf part. You can find more information about CSC Rochester there. Chris Keyes, Sean Brooks, thanks, guys, for joining us on the air today to talk about CSC Rochester. We appreciate it very much.
Absolutely. Thanks so much for having us, Mark.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
You've been listening to Rock Talk, a community issues presentation of Legends 1027 WLGC, DJRO Broadcasting.